And my point of information was, are we not now supposed to be discussing the substitute motion? It's a substitute for Lydia's motion. And I have the language, if I have it correctly, that Dave said. The substitute motion is that the board find that this proposal is in the interest of the foundation, regardless of the conflict of interest.
Okay.
Dave said I have not got that right. Point of order. Dave said
Mary?
I do not have that right. So can we correct Dave's substitute motion language, please?
Dave, go ahead. What's your substitute motion?
That we find that the contract is in the best interest of the foundation and should be entered into, notwithstanding the conflict of interest.
Okay, I'll lift that phrase out. Okay, thanks. Thanks.
Can I ask a question about that, Sarv?
Just a second. Just hold off.
Is it a point of
resolution?
Okay. So the substitute motion is that this contract is in the best interest of the foundation, notwithstanding any conflict of interest. Am I correct, Dave?
It should be entered into.
Notwithstanding the conflict of interest.
I would, Mary Berg, I'd like to make a substitute to that substitute, or an amendment, rather, to
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, first of all, was that substitute motion seconded?
Yes.
I seconded.
Yeah.
Was that? It doesn't matter. But.
I have a point of order. This is Thomas.
Go ahead, Thomas. Point of order?
Yeah. I think we'll eventually get to that motion that Dave has presented, but notwithstanding my suggestion earlier, this board has not stipulated to or by vote or any other manner, determine that there is a conflict of interest. I think it would be helpful if we just stipulate to that. Then secondly, once we got the conflict of interest, we need to investigate the nature of the conflict of interest if we choose to do so. In Section 3 of Article 13 of the bylaws, there is a right for the board to question Rob about the potential conflict of interest or actual conflict of interest. All of that takes place before we discuss the motion that was seconded after Dave made it. So even though it's a motion to amend the original motion, there are some procedures that we have to go through first. So I suggest that we stipulate there's a conflict of interest so that we don't waste any more time fumbling around.
Yeah,
Thomas,
let him finish first.
Yeah, so I suggest that we stipulate to a conflict of interest, and I think that's easy enough since we're talking about a potential contract between Rob Robinson and the foundation.
Are you making
so how would you?
No, that's not a motion. I think if unless there's an objection, we could stipulate to that. So I'm not the chair, so I can't just take charge. But
make it a motion.
We have to decide that, or we can just stipulate to that.
Dave, can we? Is there any amendment to the motion?
I think you as chair, Tom told you there, you as chair can say, is there any objection to a stipulation, to entering a stipulation into the minutes that there is a conflict of interest?
Is there any objection to the stipulation that there is a conflict of interest?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
And yes, I object because I didn't think that was the opinion that we received from counsel, and there are obviously aspects of this that need to be discussed and debated in executive session because we're on the verge of violating people's privacy as well, given that this is an employment issue. I think that we need to stick to the general confines of defining how we as a board are going to determine conflicts of interest. And there's a larger discussion, a discussion which would have taken place if we would have allowed the agenda item to prevail without a motion. Thank you.
Am I still on the stack?
So you disagree to that. Okay. So So what we'll do is, any other person who wants to speak on this subject?
Don White.
Casey
Byrd. On this motion. Just a second here. Let me take a list here. First of all, who was that? Wendy?
Yes.
And who's the second person?
Don White.
Casey Byrd.
Don White.
Thomas, I'd like to speak.
Yeah, Byrd. Yeah.
Thomas.
So
I have Wendy, Don. I have Wendy, Don, AC, and Thomas. Anybody else?
Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
We're at time. I move extension of 20 minutes.
Second.
This will take a two-thirds vote.
Right?
Is there
any objection?
Is there any objection to extending time?
I am not really happy to extending the time this way on each of these items, but if there's nobody else objecting but me, I won't further take up more time. Is there anybody else?
Yes or no?
I ask if I'm the only objector. If I am, I will withdraw my objection. Is there anyone else who objects besides me?
Anyone else?
Yeah, it's business.
Please go ahead and take roll.
Who said this? I didn't.
This Michael Woodson.
Oh.
We need to be discussing substance, not this.
So.
Then don't object.
What, Wendy? Wendy, please refrain from interfering.
My question was, if nobody else objects to extending time, I withdraw my objection.
Jerry?
And I didn't understand what Michael said, so I can't record it. Because he's...
you object to extending time, yes or no?
Michael, what did you say?
Yourself, Mary.
I'm not going to repeat what I said. I would like to know what Michael Woodson said for the record because I could not hear him.
Okay, time is extended 20 minutes.
Point of personal privilege. I wish he would repeat what he...
Time is extended 20 minutes. There were no objections. Go ahead, Dave. The next person is Wendy.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay, so I was asking to speak on the original motion, which I didn't quite understand, the notwithstanding part. There was a motion to approve the... I'd like to understand what that means, notwithstanding conflict of interest. And on what Thomas said, which is probably what I'm actually supposed to be speaking to, I would like to amend the stipulation to say appearance of conflict of interest.
You want to add that? Conflict or appearance of conflict?
No, not conflict, but appearance. I'm with Lydia. I'm not sure that there is. Or, I mean, I'm now... you know, we've received a lot of legal advice on the subject, and I believe that appearance of conflict of interest would
be more accurate.
Cover it all, and then I would definitely vote for the stipulation.
You got to be second on it first before you address it.
Wendy, would you restate exactly how this amendment would look like?
Could the secretary read what Thomas said?
That the board
no,
has
just yours.
Hello?
She's asked me to read it, what she's amending.
Okay.
May I do that?
Okay. Sure.
Or not? Because if I don't have it correct...
Go ahead.
We are debating to stipulate that the board stipulates that there is a conflict of interest. Wendy's amendment would say we stipulate that there is an appearance of conflict of interest.
That's it.
So what we have here is we have...
This is Sandra. Can I get on the stack?
Just a second. Okay, Sandra. Just a second. Hold it.
I have a point of order.
All right. Who's that? Dave?
Dave.
Go ahead.
May I go ahead?
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not an appearance. I believe the motion is out of order because it is a conflict of interest because... Rob Robinson is an interested person as per the bylaws, and when you enter into a contract with the foundation, I believe that defines a conflict of interest. The board may accept you know, may rule that it is in the best interest, notwithstanding that conflict of interest. But I do not think that it's in order to say appearance of, because I believe, according to the definitions, it is a conflict of interest. Does it mean we can't do it? It means we have to follow the bylaws to deliberate whether it's in the best interest of the foundation.
If I could, I'll just withdraw that. It's not necessary anyway.
Okay. So we are, any objections to Thomas's suggestion that we stipulate that there is a conflict of interest?
I previously objected. This is Lydia.
I object also.
Oh. Okay.
I think I'm next on the stack.
Next on the stack, right?
Okay. All right, so we are working on Thomas's amendment. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I think that there's a way for us to move forward without using any more time on bureaucratic procedural stuff. It seems to me that if we consider the substitute motion, one of the first things that will be considered under the discussion around that substitute motion is the issue of conflict of interest. So I think we're spending a lot of time on procedural matters, on bureaucratic matters. My suggestion to the body is that we take Thomas's suggestion that we do need to process the issue of conflict of interest, but we do it in the context of looking at David's substitute motion, and when we begin to discuss the substitute motion, one of the first things that should be discussed is whether or not this contract has a conflict of interest that we can't live with or we can live with. So I think we're kind of using a lot of time unnecessarily here.
Point of order, Mr.
Okay.
Chair. This says...
The second.
There, what
the second.
Don just said...
Hold it. Mary, hold it. Okay, Don, next is AC. Your point of order, Mary. Go ahead. What's your point of order?
I think that suggestion is not in order because it presupposes there are only two solutions. We either think it's all right to have the conflict or not. There is a third alternative, and if we proceed voting along the lines Don says, we are totally taking out the third alternative. I think this is very inappropriate and out of order.
I disagree.
The person could remove himself from the interests, resign from the positions that cause a conflict. There's no reason that is not on the table, and to proceed as if it were without that is out of order. It says that we have to live with the conflict or not have the contract.
Point of order, Mr.
That
Chairman.
That is not correct, so I would ask that it be ruled out of order.
Point of order.
Correct.
Just a second here. Let me, Mary, could you restate your point here?
Yes. My point is that Don's point, that we either accept the conflict of interest, live with the conflict of interest, or refuse to, or not do the contract, find it not in the interest, are not, I think, is out of order because it is not factually correct. Those are not the alternatives. To vote such a thing is contrary to fact.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
There are other alternatives that then will not be allowed, which is in violation of due process, as far as I can see.
A point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I just want to respond to that in a point of order. She used a point of order. My view is that other alternatives can be introduced into the motion.
I have a point of order. You're arguing
substitute
out of order.
Don.
You're arguing your point. I thought you had a point of order, so that's my point of order. The chair can rule whatever.
Well, I'd be interested in the chair's ruling because he allowed Mary Bird's point of order.
No. Okay. Mary, where's the procedurally here? What's to back it up? It's procedurally where's your backing? Where procedurally? What can we do here procedurally that supports your assertion that it's out of order?
There are all right, in the bylaws section that Dave read earlier.
Which one?
Article 13, was it, I guess? Let's see. We have it. Article 13, Section 3, Disclosures, Finding, and Approval Procedures. And that is about a page or more, and Dave read that earlier.
I have it. And which part? Which part?
Okay. Okay. Let's see, just before A, B, and C, I guess I could point to it that way. If appropriate, the board chairperson may appoint a disinterested person or committee to investigate alternatives to a proposed contract or transaction. Well, one of the alternatives would be that the person can step down from the position that is causing the conflict. Otherwise, you are violating the due process of that person at a minimum.
All right, thank you.
This is Lydia.
That is correct, and I'll uphold that. I think that is correct. This is what it says. The board shall determine by majority vote of the disinterested directors whether a conflict of interest exists, and if so, whether it is in the foundation best interest to nonetheless enter into the contract or transaction. If appropriate, this is the catchy part, if appropriate, the board chairperson may appoint a disinterested person or committee to investigate alternatives to a proposed contract or transaction. All right? So, if appropriate, that's what we have to determine. The board chairperson, and that is... our chairman, if he thinks it's appropriate, then he may appoint a disinterested committee to investigate alternatives. But he has chosen not to do so far. So anyway,
Lydia.
So for that reason, just a second, Lydia, just a second here. So for that reason, Mary, I have to overrule. Because that was the option that the chairperson had.
Wait a minute.
And they did not exercise it.
But that chairperson is not chairing at the moment.
No. That chairperson is not. It's the board chairperson, not the person chairing the meeting.
Well, we're at the stage.
You
where,
see, in the bylaws it says it's a board chairperson. The board chairperson is not me. I'm the vice chair. The board chair is Mr. Ellison. And at his discussion, he thinks that he may appoint a disinterested person or a committee to investigate alternatives to a proposed contract or transaction. But so far, I have not seen it. So that was the option they chose. So for that reason, I have to overrule your objection.
All right.
Okay? All right, go ahead, Don.
Now I have a further point of order.
Well, just a minute. Let me get to
who's on the
Lydia.
Don had a Thomas had a point of order.
Yeah, I did have a point of order. Yeah. I have to admit, y'all, you're confusing me tonight. Okay, now for my point of order. My goodness. Yeah, for my point of order. We're kind of missing something. The Article 13, Section 2, says specifically that what we're talking about is a conflict of interest. It reads, a conflict of interest exists where the financial or business interests of an interested person are or may be inconsistent with the best interests of the foundation. Then it says, the following circumstances shall be deemed to create a conflict of interest. A, and this is the one I'm talking about, a contract or transaction between the foundation and an interested person or family member. That is what we're talking about. There is a conflict of interest. I suggest
right.
The stipulation so we wouldn't have this long debate.
Right.
I think
right.
Lydia sent out an email for everybody's consideration where she's quoting, if it's Lydia, whoever it is.
Well, hold on a second.
Hold it.
Please,
No.
You can't proceed because that was discussed in executive session, which is why
If that's supposed to be for executive session. The only point I'm going to say is that the council has never said that there was no conflict of interest. So So I think there's a misunderstanding with what counsel said. So there is a conflict of interest, and for us to rule otherwise would violate the bylaws and make our subsequent proceedings illegitimate. I'm not trying to flip and trip gamesmanship here. I'm really just saying there's a conflict. Now let's follow the procedures that flow from that.
Thank you very much.
And Mrs. Wendy, what happened to the vote on that?
Okay. And there's a and read this back, please, because I keep it.
Just a second. Let's see. Sandra.
Don next, I think.
No, Don has had his share. Sandra.
I'd like to call.
Oh, AC. Excuse me. AC.
Yeah.
AC. That's right. AC.
First of all, I think that we're crossed over already in terms of the due process issue. And it seems to me that I want to put forth a motion that we go into executive session because we continue to talk about the personality involved and other things, which leaves a great deal of confusion. But I would say that one of the compelling reasons why we need to do this is, in fact, because the attorney, our attorney, gave us some advice to say that there was, he did say, in essence, that there was no conflict of interest here in this. And I think this matter should be moved immediately to the executive session.
I second that.
Who's that, Mary?
Yes, Mary.
So are we going to vote on something?
I have a point of information just for the sake of the listeners.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, I just sent out an email with our general counsel's advice, and we can debate it. I believe not only in executive session, I think in executive session, the one thing that I know counsel recently advised us, and his advice is not executive. The point is that in executive session, we can decide to make the counsel's advice public, which I think is really necessary. And we, you know,
Lydia, what's
we would have.
Question? What's the
I'm
question?
Giving it as a point of information for the general public. Therefore, I do recommend that it's already been noticed that we're going to be discussing this in executive session, and at that point, I move that we consider general counsel's advice to make public for our next session.
I have a point of order about that.
Right.
I'm sorry. Point of order.
Okay. This is Thomas. When it's appropriate, I just want to say I'm not trying to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Thomas. Go ahead.
For us to go into executive session, that is, for us to keep the listeners from hearing our discussion, we, even when we're talking about specific counsel's advice, that advice has to be of a confidential nature. There's nothing confidential about the attorney saying whether or not there's a conflict of interest or whether or not a particular law has been violated. That's the only thing he gave advice on was whether the proposed contract violated the law, and that's basically all it is. There's nothing confidential about that. He didn't go into the details of the contract. He didn't talk about price of the contract. He didn't bring out any information that's on the resume. He didn't bring out any information that the applicant wouldn't want the public to know because he's applying for something else. It's only a legal opinion. The law is the law. It's nothing confidential about the law or our lawyer's opinion about whether a particular law has been violated or would be violated.
This is Wendy.
Second. Okay. Who's the next? AC's motion is on the table here. That's what we're discussing here now.
Okay.
AC, could you repeat your motion?
My motion is that we have been advised by the attorney that this is not a conflict of interest. That's one. Number two is that I think we're violating the person in question, violating his rights by continuing to discuss the issue. It is not a question of confidentiality, just as it relates to the whether or not what's being said is confidential. The question is that there's a ruling as to whether or not his due process rights are being respected. So what I wanted to say is that I move that we go into an executive session and continue this discussion tonight. And that's what I'm moving, that we go into an executive session to continue this discussion so that we can uphold the rights of everybody concerned.
Point of order?
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
Is the member, or maybe it's a point of information, are you suggesting we move immediately to executive session and postpone the agenda item on FCC and obscenity laws, or are you moving that we postpone further discussion until executive session following that item?
Well, it could be following that item. It doesn't. I would like to see this particular discussion suspended right now.
Sir, am I on the stack?
AC?
Yes.
Wendy?
Your intent is to uphold the integrity and confidentiality of the person involved.
Yes.
That's essentially your concern, right?
That's my primary concern, and I would also say that it's
for that reason you think that this subject here should be discussed, and that is the motion that the contract is in the best interest, and that notwithstanding the conflict of interest, that motion itself.
I'm not even conceding that there is a conflict of interest. What I'm talking about is that it should
That's a motion.
Yeah, the motion is that it should go into executive, that we should go into an executive session to further discuss this matter.
And I'd like to speak on it.
It doesn't happen.
All right. I would like to speak on it also.
Okay, just a second here. So, did anybody second AC's motion?
Yes, yeah, it was seconded by, who seconded that? I forgot. Airberg. Okay. So the issue is that that we end the discussion on this issue now. If it's preferred that the group would like to continue the deal with the other matters on the agenda, that's fine. And if so, then we come back to executive session and finish out this discussion. However way in which they wish to do that is fine to me.
Mary, did you get that?
Yes.
You wrote it down. Okay. All right.
I understand.
So
and Wendy,
it was seconded.
I seconded that.
I'm sorry?
That. I did second that motion. I have it written down that I did that.
Okay. So could you repeat that motion?
The thing that the AC just said, now this will be the third time. Are you sure you're asking me to say this exact thing?
No,
The exact wording is that we suspend discussion on the issue of the contract and resume the discussion in executive session.
Okay. You got that?
Yes, I have that.
Okay, good. Thank you. And that was seconded by Mary, and now we take a stack.
Wendy.
Mary Berg.
On it.
Mary Berg.
Vote. No, Wendy was first, and then I was, I believe, if you don't mind.
Okay, Wendy's first, Mary's second. Who's else? Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
I would like to speak against the motion to suspend all discussion on this topic and take it to executive session. I think that there's been a great deal of public interest on this item. We, instead of getting to talk about it like we promised the public tonight, at least the parts that we could do in public, we have seen all kinds of, I'm just going to call it disorganization. I'm not going to assign motives or anything like that, but I think that we owe the public a discussion of this conversation. Thomas brought up a very reasonable let's get it started thing when he said let's just stipulate that there is a conflict of interest. We have never voted on that motion. All of this, I don't think that we're assaulting the integrity of the member that...
Wendy? Could you please... could you please refrain from other motions and let's talk about just
the motion that's
before
us. Sir, I'm not bringing up another motion, and I would...
And the motion before us is to end discussion on this subject and then to continue this in the executive session.
Sir?
And your reasons against or for it.
Sir, Robert's
Wendy.
Rules say that there's a motion and then there's a debate on the motion, and I'm offering a debate on the motion.
That's right.
And so here I go. I'm just saying that it's inappropriate. I think it's I understand the intent of AC in making the motion. It's You know, I think that it to just remove it without the slightest bit, with all this parliamentary wrangling and the slightest, without the slightest bit of discussing the thing, actually does a disservice and makes the public feel like it's even weird, like it's really weird when, you know, the exact, let's just go with, okay, there's a conflict of interest, let's debate the conflict of interest, like the bylaws say, we'll talk about it, we'll decide what it is and whether we want to go with that. And the issue is something that needs to be talked about in public. We can talk about the private parts of it in private, but really, I'd like to move to a vote on Thomas's motion to stipulate that there is a conflict of interest and follow the bylaws on how to deal with such a thing.
Mary?
My motion is to not move into executive session.
So that's a substitute motion?
I don't know what it is.
Wendy?
It's not a motion.
Wendy? Is this your substitute motion?
I'm speaking against the motion to move into executive session. I'm recalling the board that there is a motion on the floor to stipulate that there's a conflict of interest.
Okay, thank you. Mary, go ahead.
Yes, I think I agree that what Thomas Ruffin said, that was simply a synopsis of the procedure which Dave read in the first place from Article 13. All Thomas said, both times he said it, is that we do this process. We have not so far done that, and the reason I support AC's motion is that in the process of not discussing the parts we could discuss in public in an orderly way, we are, to my mind, verging into areas that do violate an individual's due process. We understood all the time that what we could do in open session was discuss the process, not any one individual and the qualifications or anything else. And we're getting into areas that, to my mind, go past that very clear boundary. That's the only reason I'm supporting AC's motion, so that we could discuss the parts of just the process. But the motions have now gone on to approving whether we hire this person. That's where we're beginning to talk about. That's inappropriate in public session, as it for all the reasons that everyone, all the lawyers have given us.
Can I add you on
that? This is my idea. Supporting, I don't disagree with Wendy. I agree with her, but for that reason, I come to the conclusion to support AC's motion and keep what is, we can continue a process and policy discussion in public, but not the individual case.
May I be on the staff?
This is Lydia.
Okay. Who's that?
Lisa?
Lydia and Lisa. Lisa first.
We'll
determine that.
Am I on the stack?
Yes. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, thank you. I think, and I've been listening to what everybody has been saying, and I certainly do agree that we, have to be very careful and respect confidentiality, and certainly not, rake anybody over the coals or call into question certain things about anybody personally. That certainly should not be done. But there has been so much conversation about a conflict of interest, and I just think that the public does have the right to know how we define whether we consider something a conflict of interest. There's already been that, and I think that can just be a straightforward conversation. It should be, deciding if this is a conflict, if the board says that there's a conflict of interest here or if there's not. I think that's just something straightforward, especially since there's already been so much discussion. And then anything beyond that, certainly I would support executive session, but I think there should be something resolved on this call tonight. There's been so much talk, and there's been nothing resolved about this.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Dave.
Section 2 of Article 13 of the bylaws, titled Conflict of Interest Defined, states the following, that the following circumstances shall be deemed to create a conflict of interest. A contract or transaction between the foundation or a foundation radio station and an interested person or family member. A director is an interested person. Therefore, I'm asking that the chair simply rule that under the bylaws there's a conflict of interest, and the process that we need to follow is that described in section, hold on a sec, is it 3 or 4?
Section 3.
Of Article 13, and that gets us into the discussion, and then we can decide whether we want to do it in the executive public session.
Point of information, isn't time up on this item? By my
time
clock, it's been up for a while.
Time is up.
Yeah.
So time is up, so unless there's a motion to add time, we'll just have to move to the next item.
We have to move to a vote.
I move to extend time.
I second that.
This is Sandra.
I object.
Point of information, I thought that I was on the stack, and I intended to request that we call the question.
She was on the stack, Mr. Chair.
She was.
Sorry. Sandra, you are way back. Yeah, that's correct. All right, we moved on to different motions. Okay, that's all right. Let's hear from Sandra. Sandra, go ahead. You want to talk about this? Motion?
Yes, I would like to speak to this. By
Please,
my
go
calculations,
ahead.
There's at least, I think, three motions on the floor. There's AC's motion to move into executive session. There's Wendy's and Thomas's, or Thomas's and Wendy's motion, I think, to stipulate that there is a conflict of interest. And then there's Dave's motion to, I've forgotten what your motion is, Dave.
Oh, that was
rate,
a contract is in the best interest.
To accept the recommendation of the executive director to move forward into this, entering into this contract, and to discuss whether or not there's a conflict of interest. I would like to call the question on all three of them. My feelings are that, yes, there is a conflict of interest, that, yes, the foundation can live with it, and we need to move on. I mean, this is ridiculous that we spend so much time tied up in the process and not getting anything done. We need to make a decision and move on. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Let's see. So, was there any motion to extend time?
I made a motion to extend time.
I seconded it. By how many minutes? How many minutes?
Well, we're supposed to close at 10, so, I mean, 10 more minutes, whatever. But it's almost 10 o'clock now. It's 9:58 now, Eastern Time.
But we did extend 20 minutes.
Data item 20 minutes. So 10 more minutes.
I oppose call the question.
Please, just a second here. Just let me hear one person at a time.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Motion to extend time for 10 minutes.
I object, call the question.
Which one takes precedence?
Well, you second it? Anybody second it, Thomas?
I seconded it.
A bunch of people seconded it earlier.
I didn't know he was just going to ask for 10 minutes. But
how many minutes do you want?
Well, I think to be reasonable, it has to be 20.
20 minutes. Motion to extend for 20 minutes.
Okay, motion to extend 20 minutes. Don, you second it?
Yes.
Okay, motion to extend time for 20 minutes.
Point of information. Which one takes precedence, Sanders' motion to call the question or Thomas's motion to extend time?
Well, if there is no time, then it doesn't matter. Everything is over. Call questions, but there's no time. We have to have time to process Sanders' motion.
The time to vote on calling the question doesn't count in the time.
Well, Wendy, I don't want to get into your, I don't want to get into this back and forth here. If you have someplace where it shows in the bylaws and the Roberts rules, please state it.
Well, I have a point of order. On Sandy's on Sandy's part of the motion where she said vote on Dave's proposed amendment, that would be out of order because we haven't satisfied the requirements of Section 3 in Article 13. Dave has said that and I've said that. I don't know why we're going through all this nonsense, but we can't vote on it until we satisfy the requirements of Section 2 and 3. It sounds like we stipulated to the conflict of interest, but we have not done the preliminary work to a vote. So you can't vote on it. And then there are substantial issues that I politely put out on the email, very politely put out on the email, and you can believe me. If y'all vote
And y'all vote, even if you vote against it without having this discussion, either in private or public, I'm going to have the discussion in public.
Okay, the motions go backwards from here.
Thomas, your motion to extend 20 minutes. Is there any objection to extending time for 20 minutes? Okay, no motion. Time is extended 20 minutes, and the standard call question. Standard call question.
I had
on
already
ending debate on
Lydia
all
objected.
Wendy, Wendy, you're out of order.
Is Lydia
please
out of order?
From,
yes, make a note that Lydia objects.
Lydia
appearing.
Time.
Lydia
cannot object to Wednesday.
But Wendy's out of order for saying it.
No, but is that correct?
It's a time.
Objects.
Wendy, Sandra has called to call a question on all pending motions. That
okay.
takes precedent over whatever you say.
Vote.
Okay.
Vote.
So please refrain from interfering in the process. All right. So let's go there and. Any question of ending debate on all pending questions? Any objection to that?
I have an objection.
Yes.
As I said
okay.
earlier, Sandy's motion for a vote on Dave's motion, in other words, to call the question on Dave's motion, is out of order because we have not fulfilled the requirements in Section 3. We haven't even made the determinations under Section 3. And part of what's called for in that determination under Section 3 includes a lot of discussion that we've, that a few of us have had in, among the board by email. And I'm trying to be nice about it, but I'm telling you, if we're going to cheat, I can cheat too. We can't just skip over the rules and pretend there's no conflict of interest when there is, and then when there is a conflict of interest, ignore the procedures that follow from that.
Point of order.
I have a point of information.
The second, it was AC's motion, that was the latest one. Okay, first of all, you objected to ending debate, so we'll have to take a vote on that. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information, please.
Go ahead.
With regard to what Thomas just said, that vote, since these are substitute motions, if for example, that you stipulate your own thing that you stipulate, and then the process follows that you outline, which is essentially what's in Article 13, then that of itself inherently takes precedence over Dave's. So if we pass yours, Dave's does not apply. We can't do two contradictory things. We're either going to follow the process in Article 13, or we're going to move immediately to make a, to accept the hiring. So those.
Okay.
But yours will come first. So I don't think that you need to tell me if I'm wrong, some parliamentarian, please, if that's wrong. But that's my understanding. Am I correct in that? We take it backwards, so go from the most recent one back. And if either yours passes, or if AC's pass or yours pass, Dave's is not applicable anymore. So we don't have to vote on it. Only if those others fail.
It's just a little clarification.
Is that correct? Am I wrong?
It's just a clarification here. If we pass AC's motion, all that does is shift the debate over into the executive session. That's all it does. That's all it does.
But Thomas has come as before. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Then after that will come the previous motions that were made. Is that clear?
Right.
This is Sandra. Go
ahead, Dave.
Go ahead and start voting,
please. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, but I do think you should stipulate that Thomas is correct, that whether we do it in public session or in an executive session, we cannot vote by motion until we've engaged the procedures in Section 3, Article 13 of the bylaws.
Which is a ton of debate. It's good.
And you, I believe, as chair, should just recognize that fact so that nobody is concerned that in the event that the vote is to take the debate to executive session, that we would not do that.
Well, that, okay, let me read it again. And I thought it was read by two, three different times. This is how it's defined in the bylaws, conflict of interest defined. A conflict of interest exists where the financial or business interest of an interested person are may be inconsistent with the best interest of the foundation. And then it says, the following circumstances shall be deemed to create a conflict of interest. The following circumstance shall be deemed to create a conflict of interest. And A contract or transaction between the foundation, that's Pacifica Foundation, and an interested person, and that is any director on this foundation, that it creates a conflict of interest. That's a given. That's in our bylaws. Okay? So, with that background of it, and then there are other ones here, a compensation arrangement and so between entity and the foundation and that kind of stuff. But the conflict of interest does exist according to our bylaws. Then this debate, all this stuff here, I think it will come after we resolve the issue of the latest motion that A.C. Byrd put forth to end discussion on this subject matter, suspend discussion, and then continue it in the executive session. That is the latest motion that we have to operate on. Then after we get there, where we get there, then we can talk about all the rest, all the previous motions and amendments.
Well, then comes
is that fairly clear?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to talk about here, and the question was called by Sandra Rowan to end debate on all pending questions. And this body voted to end debate on all pending questions. And that means we have to go back and continue to vote on the latest motion that was put forth. And that was A.C. Byrd's motion that said end discussion and continue it in the executive session. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Thomas's point is that it is out of order to close debate on the question, on the motion to approve or to find that the contract is in the best interest of the foundation, because the bylaws stipulate a process we have to do that we haven't done yet. So the other two questions that are pending, it is in order to close debate on them, but it's not in order to close debate on the final issue until we've done what we're supposed to do in the bylaws.
When we get to that motion, then we can debate that point. All right. The first thing is to end discussion and continue in the executive session. That is the motion. Is that everybody clear with that? So if they are, then let's go ahead and vote on it. Any objections to that? We already closed the debate. So go ahead, Mary, take a vote on it.
Wait, on AC's motion?
On AC's motion. End discussion and continue, suspend discussion
on this
matter that we have been discussing
and
continue it. In the executive session. Could you reread it, Mary?
The motion was...
Mary, could you...
I'm trying to. I went, the motion was, and then you interrupted me.
Okay, go ahead.
As a point of personal privilege, may I ask that the chair not interrupt me when I'm trying to do what the chair asks me to do.
Thank you. We'll do that.
Thank you. The motion was that we suspend all discussion on this item, and that we can continue it suspend all discussion on this item now, and that we continue it in executive session.
Okay.
That's the motion.
Thank you. So let's take a vote on that. Any objections to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So
go ahead. Take a roll call.
Okay. Ray LaForest.
No.
A.C. Byrd. Is Ambrose late on the call yet?
Can A.C. vote, please?
I voted.
Oh, you did? Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Mary, this is Evelyn. I'm also on the call. I don't know if you heard me come on or not.
No, no, I did not, Evelyn. When did you come on?
Just as the discussion was at its highest.
We're very happy to have you.
Yeah.
Mary, go ahead and take the roll call, please.
Okay, so now A.C. voted and I didn't get his vote.
A.C.?
He's muted again.
Voted in favor of my motion. Yes, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know, but I can't.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Evelyn.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Sandra Rawline.
No.
Okay. Wendy Schrell.
No.
Michael Woodson. Michael?
No.
Oh, okay.
Everybody star six to get back on.
Okay. Rip is not on the call, correct? Rip, have you joined the call? Chandra? Oh.
I vote no.
Thomas Ruffin?
No.
Thomas? You vote no?
No. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bertold is not here. Lori Taguma. Lori. She votes here. Okay.
No.
Oh, you voting no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, you're voting no. Okay. Bob Litterer.
No.
Lisa Davis.
No.
LaVarne Williams.
No.
Don White.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Dave Adelson. Dave Adelson.
That is Dane.
You're voting to the...
Abstain.
He said,
yeah.
That's what I got. Abstain. Oh, and myself here. I'm voting yes. Okay. The yeses are one. Now, is there anyone whose name I didn't call who's on this call who's eligible to vote? Hearing nobody, I'll continue counting. One, two, three, four. Yes. And. 11, no. Okay, so that motion fails.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we go
so
back
then
to...
we move to the next motion, the next double,
yeah.
Right? Which was yeah. Thomas's?
Yeah. Could you please read that?
Let's see. That. Now, let's see. What I have here. That the board stipulate that there is a conflict of interest. That's all you put forth, right? That's what I took your motion to be, Thomas. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's a motion that that the board stipulate that there is a conflict of interest.
This is Wendy. Didn't you also say that we move to
Wendy.
The procedures and the bylaws?
Wendy?
I didn't take that as part of the motion. He made this as what we need to do, but the actual part, that was his first statement. But then the suggestion, which
shall
is
we
the
have
motion,
Thomas restate his motion?
That there
would
is
you?
A conflict of interest.
No, I appreciate that, Wendy, but what I suggested was that we stipulate that there is a conflict of interest. I said as a point of order, that we would have to follow the procedures in Section 3 once we determine there's a conflict of interest. So I didn't make a motion that we follow the bylaws. Section 3 mandates our conduct.
Yeah.
That's what I have here.
That's a given. Okay. That's a given,
that's
Thomas.
That's what I have here. Okay.
Okay. Any objections to that? Any objection to Thomas's motion? So that was kind of an amendment, right? Thomas?
That was all there is that I said, right? So there's no objection?
There is an objection.
No objection to that.
Okay, so where I'm at, right before we get to Dave's motion,
right,
we have to make sure that there's nothing to learn from Rob that's a material fact about the conflict of interest. Then I think Rob would have to excuse himself. That's what I think happened.
Well, according to this same stuff. So, but a point of information, Mr.
Go ahead,
you
Mary.
Asked several times, was there an objection, and then I didn't hear any objection.
Yeah, and I object.
AC, that's you? You object?
Yes.
Am I correct? Okay. So,
and Lydia.
Take a vote.
Oh, so
take a vote.
We need to take a vote. Okay. So.
Didn't AC waive his right to objection, or was he off the
take
phone?
I said it several times, and I wasn't here.
That's okay. Take a vote. Mary, take a vote, please.
Take a vote.
Okay.
Can you give a reason for my...
Take a vote. No.
Not at this point. We're just voting. Okay.
No.
Dave Adelson? Dave? Okay, I'll come back.
Yes.
Did Dave say yes? I couldn't hear.
Yes, he said yes.
Thank you. A vote on my line. Is not very okay. Mary Burke says
no, there ain't.
Got
the written report.
Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
I'm sorry, could you just restate that the motion that we're voting on? I had stepped away for a second.
The motion is that we stipulate that there is, that the board stipulate that there is a conflict of interest.
Thank you. I'll pass now. Thank you.
Okay. Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
Let me think about it. Just kidding. Yes.
Others do. Why not you? Okay, A.C. Byrd?
No.
Let's see, Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
You pass?
Pass.
Okay, thanks. Sandra Rawline?
Abstaining.
Okay, Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Michael Woodson.
Yes, I think so.
Don't think so. Rip Robbins, are you on the call at all? Sandra Halpern.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Lori Taguma. Star 6, I think, to unmute. Lori?
Okay. What?
Okay, now I'm going back to...
This is LaVarne, yes.
Okay, you're going yes. Thank you.
Thank you, right.
And Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
And, wait, there was one more I thought I had here. But now, I guess everyone's voted. That's right. Okay, we have everyone then. Okay. Let's see here, I see. Mark the star, can't vote. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, to... I have two no's. So it passes.
Thomas's amendment passes. So could you please, with the main motion...